This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Massachusetts is ready to start distributing the coronavirus vaccine in a matter of days. That is the headline from a blockbuster news conference this afternoon where Governor Charlie Baker explained the final priorities in who can get the vaccine and when. Baker says the first doses will go to hospitals and people fighting the pandemic.
Our plan for the first round of vaccine shipments maximizes life-saving care for our most vulnerable residents and protects healthcare workers, first responders, and workers doing COVID-facing work so our healthcare system can continue to treat patients.
WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown was at the governor's press conference. He joins us now. Steve, always good to talk to you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to talk with you, Tiziana.
So let's give our listeners brass tacks to start. Who is in the first round of receiving the vaccines?
Yeah, among those in phase one, which will be running from as soon as the FDA approves the vaccine until February, will be clinical and non-clinical healthcare workers who are doing direct and COVID-facing care. Also, residents of long-term care facilities, think rest homes and assisted living facilities, with police, fire, and EMS personnel. Also, folks living in congregate care settings, think prisons and houses of correction, and also homeless shelters. Home-based healthcare workers, those are visiting nurses and home health aides who care for the sick and elderly in their own homes. And finally, other healthcare workers who are doing non-COVID-facing care.
And I guess we should clarify, Steve, that's the list in phase one. But that order that you just gave us is also an order of priority within phase one, correct?
That's right. They have them, so the doctors and nurses and healthcare people, people working in healthcare, they're going to be the top of that list in phase one. And then they kind of just, as I had listed them, go down.
Work their way down.
In that order, yeah.
Okay, so millions of people live in Massachusetts. How many are going to be vaccinated in this first phase?
First phase, 300,000 people or so are in the first group. The breakdown of roughly 165,000 for healthcare workers, 50,000 or so for police, fire, and EMS, and 100,000 folks in long-term care facilities.
So I'm looking at this handy chart that the governor put out today. There are two other phases. Can you take people through those?
Sure. Phase two, which is expected to run from February through April, includes about 1.9 million people. Those groups will include people with two or more comorbidities, K through 12 educators and staff, transit workers, grocery workers, agriculture workers, sanitation, public works, and public health workers, also people over the age of 65. And then at the end of phase two, people with one comorbidity. Phase three, which they estimate will begin around April, is for everybody else.
So I know the state had to submit a plan to the CDC by the end of the week last week. How did they come up with this list? How did they decide who was in phase one, phase two, et cetera?
Yeah, the state put together a vaccine advisory task force to set the priorities. Now, obviously, those on the front line in healthcare need to be at the top of the list. It's kind of a no-brainer since they are the group that's coming in contact with people who are sick. Also, after seeing how this virus ran roughshod through the nursing homes, they want to protect the most vulnerable of those folks. Plus, for them, there's an ease of distribution. A volunteer pharmacist and technician will show up at a nursing home with all the vaccine that they need and just inoculate all the residents in a rather short period of time. It's one-stop shopping, so to speak. The same goes for those in congregate care.
And how will people in congregate care, Steve, like shelters, incarceration, how will they get it?
Yeah, so as far as the long-term care facilities, Walgreens and CVS have been contracted to go out and provide the vaccinations on location. Now, they may also do it for shelters. Not sure exactly who will be dispensing it in the prisons as security is a concern. They may train the DOC medical contractors to administer the vaccine. I'm sure the particulars of those details are still being worked out.
And to clarify, this is all pending approval of the vaccine, right?
Yeah, everyone seems to say that approval is imminent. Of course, the British counterpart of the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine last week, and the first shots were given out in England earlier this week. No one at today's news conference seems to be concerned that the FDA approval might not come.
So we have about a minute left, Steve. I was struck by a question you asked the governor. You asked him if he'd talked to his father about the vaccine and if he had any concerns about being among the first to take it. He was a little caught off guard. Here he is.
Wasn't expecting that. I don't have any problems with it at all. Obviously, he's a big boy, and he'll make whatever decision he makes he thinks is in his best interest. But I would certainly recommend to him that he get vaccinated.
Just briefly, Steve, why'd you ask him the question, and what did you make of his answer?
Well, we're all asking the same question. Do I want my loved one to take this vaccine? So I knew for him this was going to be personal. It wasn't just, you know, a list of people. It's his dad. And so I knew that would cut to the chase. Is he confident in this vaccine? And due to his answer, I think he is.
That is WBUR Senior Statehouse Reporter Steve Brown. Steve, thanks.
Thanks, Tiziana.